Welcome to Radio America, broadcast from south of the Mason-Dixon line, from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina, where family values still matter. We bring to you the best in old-time radio, where good was good, and funny was really funny. So sit back and relax, and get ready to enjoy yourself. I'm Radio America.
Shining half hour with Rico Martelli's orchestra, Kathleen Wells, Ronnie and Van, and starring those nutty nomads, those two traveling, truth-sipping troubadours, Fibber McGee and Molly. Martelli opens the show with a musical weather report in March winds and April showers, with our Russian rhythm boys, Dustoff and Breisky, singing the chorus. Meandering down the macadam in that jittering jalopy, but Fibber McGee and Molly.
We'd better be stopping for gas, McGee. According to the gauge, we've been running on a dry tank for 21 miles.
That ain't nothing.
Nothing?
Nope. I mind the time I run a motorcycle from Cape Town, Africa, to Mongabula, a distance of some 612 miles on a pint of coconut milk. You see, what I've done was...
Never you mind now. You needn't be practicing your dime novels on me, Fibber McGee. Pull in that station there.
I was just going to... Better get them
brakes.
Hiya,
folks. Gas?
Ask him if he'll let you milk a coconut, McGee.
Oh, shut. Sure we want some gas, young fella.
All right, how much? Fill her up?
Well, no, How far is the target still?
83 miles.
And how far from there to Middletown?
Oh, I'd say about 110. That makes, 83 and 110. Oh, about 200 altogether.
That's just about what I figured. Give me 2 gallons. Wait a minute. How much is it?
Well, the red gas is 18 and a half cents. The blue gas is 17. And the white gas is 50.
Is that the whitest gas you got?
Mix up a gallon of blue and a gallon of red, mister. Purple's me favorite color.
All right. Hey, there's a circus over in Milltown.
You don't mean to be
telling me. That's why we're going there. I used to own the big elephant they got in the circus there. Name's Myrtle. Myrtle, the gentle giant of the jungle.
Real sweet elephant, Myrtle was.
Sure. She must have read the poem.
What poem?
Why should the spirits of Myrtle be proud? Remember?
Quit interrupting, Molly. This young fella asked me to tell him about Myrtle, didn't he?
No.
Well, sir, I brought Myrtle over to this country in 1916. He was just a kid, then. Only 116 years old.
Is that so?
Yep. That's why I want to go see her again. See if that busted leg is healed up okay.
Busted leg? Well, I never heard of an elephant breaking its leg.
First case I ever heard of myself. You see, it was like this here. We was in the Wheeling, West Virginia one chilly day with a carnival.
Kind of chilly con carnival, you might say.
Well, sir, the first day we had a street parade.
A parade?
Sure. McGee parades, Myrtle wouldn't step on him.
Say, whose elephant was this? Yes, sir. We had bands, calliopes, animal cages, and 47 clowns.
Including yourself.
Including... No. I was an elephant tender, known into the profession as a bull boss.
No argument.
Now, listen, Molly, if you
well,
don't...
Well, what happened then, sir?
Well, sir, as I was saying, I always rid on to Myrtle's head on account of because she was kind of nervous and scared. Particular was she scared of mosquitoes and moose.
Mouses.
All elephants are scared of mouses. Well, sir, there we were, a hooping down the main street there, and right into the main part of town, Myrtle stopped dead into her tracks. She'd have threw me if I hadn't been such a good elephant jockey. Threw the whole parade into a ruckus. Lions was roaring and folks were shouting, and Myrtle, reading the signs, knew they was going to be riots.
I never knew elephants could understand it.
Understand what?
Reading and rioting.
Well, sir, most everybody ran into a movie theater till I could get Myrtle under control.
Well, was there any damage done?
Only to the truth, mister.
Oh, not much. A candy store was wrecked when Myrtle went through the window. Funny thing, too. On her way through, she had 4 pounds of chocolate caramels, and we had to drill her trunk out next day with a 3-inch reamer. But there wasn't much damage done. Fruit stand dumped over, 3 automobiles standing there, and 2 of them got scratched up, but the t'other one had Johnson's auto wax on it. I kind of slipped that one in there, didn't I? But Myrtle's leg was the main thing.
Well, how was her leg injured?
You mean how'd she come to bust it?
Yeah.
Well, you see, on her way out of the rear of the candy store, she had to go through a pool room.
And that's how she got behind the 8-ball, I suppose.
As I was saying, as she was going through this here pool room, she seen them billiard balls on the table there and give them a kind of a curiosity sniff, just in passing. And, brother, will you believe me? In them innocent little ivory billiard balls laying there, she recognizes her cousin Elmer, which had been kidnapped in 1678.
No. You don't say.
I do say. Buster, in revenge for Elmer, she give the table a boot with her leg and snap. Busted the leg, right at the cow.
You mean the calf, McGee?
No, the cow. Too big for a calf. So that's why we're going over to see Myrtle, boy. How much are you?
36 cents. Thank you. But listen, sir. You didn't explain what confused Myrtle in the first place.
Confused? She wasn't confused, boy. Myrtle was just bubbling over with happiness, that's all.
Sir, why, McGee?
Well, sir, as the parade was going down the street, all the folks leaning out of their windows and waved their hands. And with all them palms fluttering overhead, Myrtle thought she was home into her own little jungle again. Be seeing you, sir.
Martelli and his men playing Blue Room. And if we may digress a moment from Blue Room, Pink Pachyderms, and White Lies, let us tell you that it will be a red-letter day in the life of your car when you give it a shiny coat of Johnson's... Well, Fibber, back again, I see. I thought you were driving over to see an elephant.
I was, young fella, but I detoured off on the trunk line.
I get it.
I come over to give you a hand with the commercial announcement, Boax Carlock.
Harlow Wilcox, and what? I can handle the commercial announcement all right myself.
That's what you think. Folks, Johnson's Auto Wax will give you a nice, shiny sheen onto your chassis that'll shine like the sun when the shine shows. When the sun shines on the teeny shine of the shiny... Folks, Johnson's Auto Wax will
be... Stick to your fibbing. You'll have to excuse McGee, Mr. Wilcox. He's been eating alphabet soup in a Greek dressing. McGee, why do you always have to...
Oh, I can't...
Well, it may have been alphabet soup to Fibber, but it will be duck soup for you to have a gleaming protective finish on your car this summer. No matter how dull and dirty your old car looks now, Johnson's Auto Wax will make it shine like new again. No fooling. Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner work magic on any car finish. The cleaner is absolutely safe to use, quickly takes off all the old film and dirt without the slightest injury to the car finish, changes a dull, faded paint job to a bright, sparkling luster right before your eyes. And here's something very important. Johnson's Auto Wax saves the car from the damaging effects of the hot sun. The wax polish forms a tough shield of protection, so the ultraviolet sun rays cannot get at the finish to destroy its beauty. And now is the time to wax polish your car. You can do the job yourself, or have it done for you at a nearby service station. Johnson's Auto Wax is for sale at hardware stores, auto accessory stores, and service stations. When you purchase the wax and cleaner, your dealer will give you free a can of black auto enamel for covering up rust spots and blemishes on the fenders or chassis of your car. But you'll hear more about this free offer at the end of the program. And now, we'll take advantage of the fact that Fibber McGee is not in sight to present that smiling little songstress, Miss Kathleen Wells. Kathleen is going to sing Every Day.
Love, sweet song, dear, sounds a little wrong, dear, when you sing it in a kidding way. Though I'm mighty frivolous and flighty, honest, I'm not fooling when I say every day I'll fall in love for love of again. No, I'll never let our love grow old. I'll always keep it new. Every day I'll let you know that my Valentine, you, will live the sweetest story told, like honeymooners do. Word or a sign, I give the heart ring and
never, never love alone. I'll always keep
little music makes the time fly. We really don't know how we do it, but here are Fibber and Molly McGee tomorrow morning, all ready to leave the tourist camp for the day's driving.
Fibber McGee, where have you been?
Who, me?
Well, who do you think, Henry VIII?
VIII,
what? Don't be trying to change the subject. I want to know where you've been all morning. Do you think we'll get any place lying around the tourist camp all day?
Lying around. Chucks, I was just telling some folks over there how me and Mike McGillicuddy built that there dirigible submarine and
sent
it off.
That's what I said, lying around the tourist camp. I got you there, McGee. Yeah. Now, where have you really been?
Just going to the hot dog stand there to get me a hot dog.
Oh, a hot dog, is it?
Yeah.
You got a pretty big appetite for hot dogs all of a sudden, seems to me.
Well, they're real good hot dogs, Molly. Big and shiny, like they've been all polished up with Johnson.
And never you mind the advertising.
Okay, okay. But say, Molly, there's a real pretty gal behind the counter over there. Sweetest big violet eyes.
Oh, well, a girl, is it? And with big violet eyes.
Yep. It's too bad she squints. Well, I'm ready to start any time you are.
Well, that's lovely. You're ready any time I am.
Yep.
And I've been ready all morning. Check the tires, McGee?
Gotcha. I kicked every one of them.
How about that one on the off-hind side there? Looks a little lumpy to me. If you put that new inner tube in wrong like you done...
Now, Molly. Don't you tell me how to put in inner tubes. Wasn't I the fastest and best tire changer at the racetrack at Indianapolis on the 4th of July?
They don't race on the 4th. It's on Memorial Day.
Of course. That's why they call it Memorial Day. In memory of me breaking the record changing tires for Steve McSpud. Why, I mind the tires.
Never you mind now. I want to know about our tires. What makes it so lumpy? Look at it.
Well, you know, Molly, we come over one of the highest mountains in these parts yesterday.
And so what?
Why, Molly, you know mountain air is bumpy, don't you? Remember, I pumped up that there tire right onto the top piece there.
And who told you that mountain air was bumpy? Air is air, and hot air is... McGee.
It's a well-known fact, Molly. As I was flying an airplane once over the Sangahookas Mountains, the radio operator says to me, he says, pilot, he says...
Pilot?
Assistant pilot, he says...
Assistant pilot?
Go away, he says. Have you noticed how bumpy this here mountain air is, he says? And I says to him...
Skipper McGee, I don't ride a mile from this spot till I know for sure that that tire is all right. So don't be wasting air that might be needed.
Okay, I'll look at it. You wouldn't care for a hot dog, would you, first?
No, I wouldn't. And suppose you keep your face out of the hot dogs long enough to face some cold facts.
Chuck, I'd kind of go for a hot dog myself right now.
Go on with you. If you had three more of them things today, you wouldn't be able to set the car for wagging your tail. Now get busy.
Okay, I just thought I'd... What was it you wanted me to do? Get some oil?
No, forgetful. Check up on that bad tire.
You don't mean that bad tire. You mean the worst of the bad tires.
Don't be stalling for time.
Okay. Look here on it. Hey, you mean this one? Why, shucks. It's as solid as the rock of Gibraltar.
Gibraltar, ignorant. The G is soft, like that tire's going to be when we're 10 miles out on the road.
Don't you worry about that tire, Molly. Baby, when I change his tires, they say change. But I mind the time when I...
There you are, McGee. Can't you just smell the fresh mountain air coming out of that tire?
Well, shucks, Molly. How'd I know? I'll change it again. Hey, Molly, where are you going?
You stay there and get busy. I'm going to get yourself a hot...
Oh, hey, Molly, wait a minute. Come here.
What is it now?
Chucks, Molly, I'm sorry.
I didn't think that time.
Listen to me, McGee. The idea of a man your age.
What do you mean, a man my age? Why, shucks. I can jump up and crack my heels together, can't I?
Sure, but there's no use having both ends cracked at once, McGee.
Well, anyway, nobody's no older than what he feels. What's the good of counting all of your birthdays? When the future has so much appeal. Why, it's the same on your first as it is on your 91st birthday.
Take you're right, Mickey. You're just as old as you look, and just as young as you feel.
Thank you. Oh, my heart is full of romance. When the grass is growing green, I may be over 60, but I feel like sweet 16.
Who won't be new when you think that you're Clark Gable? That fella on the screen.
I may be over 60, but I feel like sweet 16. 16. I want to dance. I want to sing. I know it's winter, but it feels like spring. I'm not too old to have my fling. The world don't know me as I soon see.
Why, McGee, you're the life of every party.
You betcha.
You're a jolly jelly bean.
I may be over 60, but I feel like sweet with a hey, nanny, nanny, and a razzmatazz when I'm on a kiddie party. I'm the youngest on the scene. I may be over 60, but I feel like sweet 16. I got to tell
all my friends are fat and 40. Did I keep my shape so lean? I may be over 60,
but I feel like sweet 16. Weedy, 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 weedy. I have no aches. I have no pain. I'm not dramatic when it feels like rain. I've got romance in every vein. I spend all my evenings in lover's lane.
You don't need overhauling, McGee. You're a darn good old machine.
I may be, but I feel like sweet 16.
And that was that, with a Hey, Nonny, Molly, and a Fibber McGee, from which we go into a number by Martelli and the trio, in which the losers are all winners. Lost the rhythm, lost the music, lost the man. Take it, Rico.
You give me a fan flare, will you, please? Let's go. There's mutiny in that there band, Marchese. Listen, folks. Me and Molly have got room into the back seat of our car for three of you folks that's listening in. All you got to do to apply for the ride is... Hey there, clean old wax car. Who are you pushing around?
Harlow Wilcox to you, and I'll take this announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, you probably wouldn't even apply for that ride, remembering the state of Fibber's tires. But you can have all the fun and none of the trouble by riding along with us every Tuesday night at this same hour. But Fibber wasn't fibbing in one particular. We are making you a free offer, and a lot more sensible one than his. We're offering you free a 40-cent can of black auto enamel with every purchase of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. It's a very high-grade black enamel, which will successfully cover up all the disfiguring rusty spots on the chassis or fenders of your car. A brush comes right with the can of enamel, so you'll find it very easy to apply. Ask for Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner at your hardware store, service station, or auto accessory store. The combination costs only 98 cents, and you get the 40-cent can of touch-up enamel free. Remember, Johnson's Auto Wax will keep your car young and beautiful, protect it from the ultraviolet rays of the sun, and greatly increase its trade-in value. Rendezvous with Johnson's Auto Wax and Fibber McGee next Tuesday night at this same hour. Your announcer is Harlow Wilcox. I hope. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Thanks for listening to Radio America, broadcast from the heart of Charlotte, North Carolina. We hope you've enjoyed our show as much as we have bringing it to you. If you have any ideas for upcoming shows, or would like to be a guest, or support this great broadcast, email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. That's radioamerica@inbox.com. Also, we're pleased to announce that we'll be offering CDs of great old-time radio shows. You'll get 50 different shows in MP3 format on CD for the low price of just $5 per CD, which includes shipping. For more information, email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. We'll see you next time on Radio America.